D. I can see why you didn't see any living creatures. This atmosphere would be poison to anything physical. This was difficult to visualize and to understand. We are so used to thinking of a spirit being encased in a physical body. This was something I had never encountered before, so it was difficult at times to think of the proper way to form questions. He seemed to be describing himself as some type of membrane that could filter, although he was not physical in that sense. Even though he was not solid, he was intelligent and had a personality. His job apparently was to help cleanse the impurities out of the atmosphere and transform it into air. This would have been a task occupying an enormous span of time. But of course he had absolutely no concept of time. Only of the job to be done. At this point he began talking about a form of life that was in the atmosphere. This was the only living thing he could see. It sounded to me like a microbe or germ of some kind. Perhaps one of the first forms of one-celled life. He described it as a little, tiny thing. It was moving around him in the developing atmosphere. He had instructions not to harm it, but to allow it to pass in and out of him like the smoke he was filtering. F. They're real small. I'm observing one of them. They're just flying through the air, like a fly, I guess. D. Are they things that can live in this type of atmosphere? F. They live a short time. They feed on the, I don't want to put in the wrong word, ammonia? They feed on the gases? The language is difficult. It's hard to find the words. D. I've been told that before. 194. Legacy from the stars. F. They feed on the air. They float on the air. They're never on the ground. They're never down there. I am up in the air, myself. D. Do you think the ground is too hot to support life at this time, or is it the wrong kind of conditions? F. It would kill the little creatures if they went into that fluid that they call lava. You would call lava. It would kill them. I would cry. I would feel some sadness about their death. D. Then this is the only thing you can see that's alive. And you're supposed to leave those alone. F. They can go through me, yes. D. There's no other form of life, so to speak. Although I would think the fire is alive. But no other form of creature, as I perceive a germ to be. F. I don't. Fire? I know what you're saying, but, at this time, I do not know what that is. I perceive it. I see it. I feel it. There is no judgment in my mind about being alive or dead or anything. It is something I can pass into and pass out of. D. It's an element like the air then. Do you know how long you'll have to stay there changing the gases into air? F. I had to stay there for, what you would call many years. He grinned. This is silly. D. The words do not apply. I know what you mean. F. Yes. I was there, I'd say. Thousands and thousands of years. Not a short time. D. Was that your only job that you had at that time? F. Yes. D. Did anyone help you with this? F. I see others working down at the ground. They are cooling the fire, the stuff, the fire into rock. They are helping to cool it. Almost like blowing on it. To create rock. He made blowing sounds. They're blowing on it. Forcing air over it. D. Then they all have different jobs to do, is that what you mean? The earliest forms of life on Earth, 195, F. Yes. I am doing mine. They are doing theirs. I don't feel as lonely as I did before. They are there. They are doing their job. D. At least you can see them, and communicate with them. F. I don't seem to communicate with them. I do my thing. D. How many would you guess are helping you with your job? F. I would say. Hundreds. D. I was thinking it would be a very difficult job to do all by yourself. F. No, there were others like me at that other place. They were coming also to help me. There was no talk. There's one I know. Another one I know. D. But some of the others are cooling the earth. Are there any other jobs that you see being done? F. Something to do with the water. Making the water. Making more water. Working it, expanding the water from within. I am above and watching this, perceiving this. And they are expanding like I am expanding on the other place. They are expanding, and making water out of elements. I guess the elements of this rock and earth. It's like little explosions and they're making water out of this rock. You see, there are all these atoms and then water is flowing out of them. Out of a central point, there is water flowing out of my companions on the ground. D, from the inside of the rocks. F, no. Out of this being. They are like eating the rock, chewing it, digesting it, and then shooting the water out as a new element, you would say. He was grinning. Even in this trance state it seemed ridiculous, but he still had to report what he was seeing. D, it is something to do with chemicals and atoms, I suppose. F, I don't like that job. I see this person as if I was there helping him. And then I move back to my job. 196, Legacy from the Stars. D, it seems as if the job that all of you are doing is trying to make this world habitable so that life can exist. Do you think that's what it is? F, I guess that's what they wanted us to do. We just do it. It makes no difference at all. I could not resist talking. Part of my mind feels like it has to explain. Time must have passed. Things have changed. Now there are trees and more atmosphere. D, things are beginning to grow? F, yes, I am done with that now. That's why I am able to see this. I am released again. D, what do the trees look like? F, what I'd say a palm tree would look like. It's more of a bush though, a short bush. To me it looks short, fat, with thin, thin green leaves. But then they turn orange. D, they turn orange after a while? F, yes. After there, something cycle. D, what about the earth? F, it's now covered with these green things. D, are there any other forms of life besides the plants? F, there are something like spiders underwater. They're on the bottom. I feel like I am one of the creatures. I look out of the water, but I do not ever venture out of the water. D, they must have to stay in the water then. F, I breathe in the water. D, well, come back on the land. All right. I want to thank you for everything you've been telling me. It's been informative. Will it be all right if I come again and ask more questions? F, he is giving permission. I then conditioned Fred with a keyword to make future induction faster, and brought him out of trance. I felt he had made significant improvement by progressing from his cartoon channel to being able to describe fascinating scenes. I felt we could continue to explore this in the next session. It really upset me when I found out that I had lost so much of this very informative and unusual session. I thought I would. The earliest forms of life on Earth, 197, attempt to regain some of it at the next session by taking him back to the time after the Earth had cooled and some forms of life were developing. I could not fully understand what type of life form he was. A chemical? An element? A gas? Or just energy? When the next week's session began, I was going to try to recapture some of the missing and garbled parts near the end of the tape, that were deleted due to mechanical failure. I especially wanted to obtain more information about when the world had begun to produce life. I used Fred's keyword and counted him back to that scene. This time he went quickly without the interference of his cartoon channel. We never had any trouble again getting him quickly into deep trance and into the scene. D, you had a job to do at that time, a very important job, taking care of the Earth. I would like to return to that time period, and we can explore that some more. Let's go to the time when those first signs of life were beginning to appear on the Earth. They seem to be palm trees and little bushes. I will count to three and I want you to return again to that scene. 1, 2, 3, you have gone back in time again. What do you see? What are you doing? F, I'm back up in the air, looking down, and I see these trees, short and squat. D, you said their leaves resembled palm trees or something like that? F, yes. But I see another kind of tree. It looks like the bud or the middle of a dandelion, with spikes sticking out all around it. D, the same color as a dandelion? F, no. This is kind of a reddish color. D, does it have any other foliage? F, it's like another one of these bushes. Short, it looks like a pineapple, It has little leaves sticking up around the sides of the trunk. D. This bud that you're talking about, is that on the ground or on the stalk? 198. Legacy from the stars. F. It's on a stalk, like a pineapple, and then you put the dandelion on top. He chuckled at the absurdity of this description, and then it has these projections, and they have little fuzzy ends to them, which are gold in the middle, and coming soft on the ends. D. I'm trying to see what you are seeing. That's why I ask so many questions. That sounds different from the little palm trees. F. This is a different one. It's shorter than the other. D. Do you see any other type of plants? F. I see grass, like scrub. A real tough texture. It would hurt to walk on. D. Do you mean the blades are larger? F. Tougher, like sandpaper. I would feel sandpaper on my feet, if I had feet. He laughed. D. Then it's a rougher texture. But it's the same color as grass? F. I see dark green. D. Are the blades very long? F. No, short. Some scrub. It's like crabgrass, clump. But in sections. A lot of rocks, a lot of grass around, and these other bush-like trees. It's sort of sandy, or I guess the volcanic soil. Kind of crumbly. It's almost like a seashore. Sand and rocks. D. What does the horizon look like? Is it hilly or flat? F. I see the water. I'm near a shore. And the horizon is. No rocks, no hills, kind of flat. D. Do you see any signs of life other than the vegetation? F. Pause. I see birds. D. Can you describe them to me? F. They look almost like pelicans with pointed wings. The point is in the front part of the wing and then tapers backward, not like an airplane wing. D. Do they have feathers? F. No. These ones have long wings. I can see a V shape, with wings coming down off the top of the V, and then kind of a pelican neck with a long beak. The earliest forms of life on Earth. 199. D. How large is the bird? F. I could carry it in my arms. It's pretty big. I think there are three sizes of birds that I see. One that looks like the size of a bat and has kind of rounded wings. No feet. And it has this skull cap like the bone is stuck out in the back, then skin, then kind of a rounded beak, like a parrot. But no feathers on the top, just skin, black skin. And a bony, bony head. Really kind of a reptilian head. And leathery wings. D. And this was the smallest one of these three types of birds? F. Yes, I see some small insects. Softly, oh, the bird just ate one. Grinning, just kind of chomp. D. What do the insects look like? F. I can't tell you now, because he's gone. D. But any other ones? Are they big insects? F. Like a mosquito type. It has rounded wings. Rather shaped like a butterfly's rounded wings, on the edges. But it's sort of like a mosquito's head, with a long pointy thing. The driller, I don't know what you call it. D. Is it about as big as a mosquito? F. A little bit bigger. More like the size of a moth. D. Okay. You said there was another size bird between the small one and the larger one? F. No, a larger one. D. A larger one than the one that you mentioned earlier? F. Yes. It just looks like those, I guess, called pterodactyl. It's really large. The other two were smaller. D. All right. Last time you said you saw a type of life that was in the water. Can you see that again? F. I'm almost being it. Looking out of the water with my eyes. Like storks. And I have a body. Softly, I don't remember it. D. You said it had legs, but it didn't have any claws. It lived on the bottom of the water? F. Oh, that one, yes. I was looking at a different one, trying to get my memory clear. D. Then there is more than one type there. 200. Legacy from the stars. F. Yes. There are fish. And there is this other kind that looks like an underwater spider. It has a body and legs like a spider. It's crawling around. It's about the size of a spider. I don't understand why it's underwater. It doesn't want to come out of the water. D. That must be the way it has to live. Then the other one that you were seeing with the eyes on the stalks is a different type of water creature? F. It's like a frog, but it is just a little bigger stalks. The eyes bulge out a little bigger, so it can see out of the water. I'm looking out of the water. Chuckle. D. It's a frog type creature? F. The stalks are short, coming down into the head. And eyes on the end of the stalks, but short, coming down into a small body. It has a small mouth on the face of it. And I'm blowing, pushing out, blowing, gravel. It seems to have a body and mouth and eye stalks. D. Does it have legs or arms? F. I feel like I can propel my body by moving it through the water. And I just kind of wiggle through the water. D. Does it have skin like a frog? F. The skin is more like a fish skin. More tough, or sharp, I guess. It's not as soft as a frog. D. That's very interesting. Well, you can come out of the water now, back onto the land. Do you see any types of animal life? F. He's small. A type of. It almost looks like a monkey, but it's almost like a rat. It's confusing. D. Do you mean it's as small as a rat, but it looks like a monkey? F. Yes. I don't know what they're called. They might have them somewhere else. I guess a rat, marsupial something. It looks kind of like a possum. It's not a monkey because I saw the tail. It's kind of furry. And it can sit up on its haunches, and scratch itself like a monkey. It's more like a possum. I see it running on the ground, for legs. The earliest forms of life on Earth, 201. D. Does it have a face like a possum or a rat, with the pointed nose? F. It's kind of rounded. It's almost like a monkey's face, but a little bit longer. The chin's long. The face is kind of pointed out like a monkey's, but it's long and tapering down like a possum's face. But a small, not a long snout, short, like a baby possum's face. I've never seen anything like that. D. What color is it? F. Nice brown fur. Soft. D. Well, now that you have finished the other job you had to do, do you have an assignment in the world as it looks now, with these animals and these plants? F. No. D. You're just drifting around and observing? F. Yes. I feel more dense now. D. Why? Because you've been there so long or what? F. I feel weighted down, yes. D. Was that the only job you had to do while you were there, helping to clean the air? F. Yes, before, it was. I don't have a job now. Air isn't the same as it is now. It's still different. There's more odor in it. More. I guess, sooty. It smells funny. D. Does the smell remind you of anything that you are familiar with? F. I guess it would be rotten eggs or that sort of smell, sulfur. I've never smelled it. I've smelled dirty industrial air. That's what it reminds me of. D. But it must be purified enough to sustain life. F. The creatures are breathing. D. Before the earth was very hot, you said, and nothing could live there. F. Yes. I was warm. D. And there is life there now. So it is purified to that extent anyway. Okay. I want you to look around and see if you can see any other forms of life. I was thinking about dinosaurs. F. Pause. Ants. 202. Legacy from the stars. D. Insects? F. Insects. I mean, ants. Chuckle. They're ants to me. Black ants. D. Are they very large? F. No. Similar size as now. D. Are you able to drift around this world and see different things? F. I almost feel like I have a body. It's like the body I have. Somewhere else. Here, I don't think I'm physical. I think I am lighter than physical. I can jump up in the air real high and come back down. I can fly in this body. It's not a physical body. The animals can't see me. D. But you're denser than you were before when you were helping clean the atmosphere. F. Yes. D. Well, if you can you fly around the world and see if it's all the same as this place? F. Yes. I'm flying in the air. Now I'm down. This area's more rocky, more mountains, I see a lot of wind blowing in this area. There's a lot of dust. I'm going to go someplace else.
D. There's no sign of life there?
F. No. I'm flying next to the medium-sized birds. They seem to be friendly. It's almost like I'm hitching a ride on the back of one.
Grinning, it's a neat experience. I'm holding on to its neck.
D. They can't see you though, can they?
F. No. They can't feel me either.
D. Do these birds have teeth?
F. No.
A bill, a long bill. It's almost like a flamingo bill.
Long.
D. I know what you mean. Well, what do you see from up there?
F. A lot of water. Not too much land.
Enough land. But more like islands. Like a sea full of islands.
Big islands.
More water now than land. The earliest forms of life on Earth. 203. The Earth had definitely changed since his first assignment. At that time it was mostly molten liquid. Now it had more water in proportion to land. The little creatures that produce water had done their job well.
D. Can you see any land that looks different?
F. No.
D. Then you can come back down to where you were, if you want to.
I was just curious if the whole world was the same.
F. I'm standing on the water.
D. Oh? Are you near the shore where you started out?
F. No.
Now I'm back. I just went zip back.
Grinned.
D. Laugh. Okay. Then do you think the land is either like it is there with the small trees, or rocky like the other part where there was the wind?
F. My guide's here too, talking and helping me understand and translate. He says it's a tropical island type. I guess it's more tropical.
D. Than the other part you saw with the rocks and the wind.
F. That was a really desolate area, almost a moonscape type. It just didn't feel good.
Like bad vibrations.
D. Maybe life hasn't reached that part yet.
F. I didn't see anything alive there.
D. But you said the air is still different, and it's very warm.
F. Yes. It's a 100 degrees. It's hot. I just know from somewhere else it would be warm. To me it would be warm when somewhere else.
D. Well, did you stay there on this planet as it was evolving?
F. I am back out in space.
Ah, it feels so good. I'm flying very fast now.
D. Where are you going?
F. I'm going into a bright light. It has circles around it.
D. Have you been told to do this?
F. No. It's fun. I like the freedom to fly here. I feel it relaxes me. There's no care here.
D. Do you think you were released now, that you can go where you want?
204. Legacy from the stars.
F. I do come back later. This light is more like my home. Like a place to be quiet. By myself. There are others here, but I mean, to be with my own kind.
Energies. Not people.
D. Is that where you go between assignments?
F. I feel very at home here.
It's not like a place. It's like an energy field. It's like golden light, and you go inside it to take refuge. It's like a ball that you go inside, but there's a tunnel of light entrance to it. Like a vortex. Like another plane inside of the encroaching physical plane. You go into this tunnel and then there's this haven-type place. It feels good to be here.
This description sounded very familiar to me, and is described in my book Between Death and Life. It has been described in various ways by everyone I have taken through the death experience. In the in-between lives state, or spirit state, or so-called dead state, there are many places where the soul can go. Often they return to what is familiar. This can be a comfortable home comparable to the life they have just left, or it can be the schools or great halls of learning. Other times they may go to the resting place. This is a place where they can shut out everything and just sleep for a while. This is a place where there is nothing, and is indeed described as a refuge. They can stay there for any length of time before they must return to the wheel of karma, and the lessons of whatever existence they find themselves in. This sounded like the place Fred was describing as his refuge between assignments. It is described by many as going home. They always feel safe and welcomed there.
D. Then you know the other energies there. You feel comfortable with them. F. Yes. I'm just recuperating for the minute. Now I feel I'm going to another place. I'm back out in space. D. Did someone tell you what you had to do? F. Yes. It was like I couldn't stay in the recuperating place for very long. It was almost like a finger pointing. Someone with inner knowledge telling me to go back out. I couldn't. The earliest forms of life on Earth. 205. D. F. 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 D. Stay there very long or ride. I wasn't supposed to be there very long. Like a temporary stopover. Yeah, or refueling. Or resting place. Resting place. It was very much like laying in a bed there, but the bed being all the way around you. But you've been told you have to go somewhere else now? Yes. I am going to a group of three stars. I'm in space. There are no stars around me, except I seem to be in the middle of these three stars. There are two grouped together and one to the side. I've been there. Not yet, but in the future I remember some place of going here before. But I am in the past to this future event. Yes, I can understand. Grinning, I can't. That's all right. Don't worry about it. I'm in this star system. I'm down on the world. This is where I was to go. There's something about getting the assignment for Earth. I've looked at this star pattern before when I was in a dream state. And it was the Sirius star system. But I'm on a blue, no, green sky planet. And there are rounded buildings. They look like bubbles, but oblong like ovals, and on a stem. People can fly here. They don't have to stay on the ground. Is this one of the planets around the two stars or? I see two stars and one over. Here. There are three stars. Two together parallel, two dots on a line. And then one over here. It's like this planet has three suns? Would that be a way of saying it? This planet has two suns, but the third star is considered part of the group. He chuckled, I don't know. What are those buildings made out of? Do you have any idea? 206, legacy from the stars, F, looks like what I'd call plastic. A hard porcelain-like material, like my teeth. It's almost like you could saw it. It'd be like resin. Like a plastic. D, then you can't see through it. F, no, it's white, but it's hard, malleable. I mean, it could be sawed. It could be heated and changed in shape. D, you said there are people there that can fly? What do these creatures look like? F, they look like me. He laughed. D, laugh, what do you look like? Let's put it that way. F, I look kind of like a body, a round ball. But then I have a gaseous outer covering. Like a body with an outer gas. I've never seen this visualization before. I mean, I am it. I'm looking at them. They're kind of roundish, almost like a nut, and then they have this outer form. This is our true form. D, then they more or less float? F, we can navigate around, fly around. Not float. It's purposeful flight. D, well, do you consume anything? F. Thoughtful pause. No. I take whatever I need from universal energy. These are not my words. Universal energy. It's like somebody is talking through me. D. That's all right. But I was curious. If you saw buildings, I thought there might be physical people. F. No. I see three buildings. There are no doorways. There are windows. You float through this open window, and this is how you get inside. There's no furniture. There are workstations, in order to work with the machine. But there are no hands to work with the machine. You think into it, and the machine responds. But the machine was not created with hands. D. How was it created then? F. I was thinking while I was saying that, it was created through the force of thought. Through mentally creating. I see a thought and then it is manifest in a form, like I was manifest in this form. And then there is a machine there. D. What does the machine do? The earliest forms of life on Earth. 207. F. This one is for computing. It controls a console. It does something. Some kind of experimental thing. It's controlling something. D. In the atmosphere or in the environment or what?
F. It's an experiment to control something like temperatures.